game. Did you expect more?
Oh, we probably did expect a little bit more, but we also got to realise where we're at in the season. It's first go at it. Been working on quite a few things over the course of the pre-season. We've taken our time trying to get that right. From a match practice, we still walk away with some things to take away out of the game. But of course, we'd like to be more.
That big challenge that was left from last year to be more efficient, more productive. Where's that at after that performance?
I think if we walked out of the game and said where do we want our growth to come from, we'd say that's in that space. But we're also fully aware that we've got a long time to work on that. It's not going to be something that we spend just one pre-season over and all of a sudden we've changed that scenario for ourselves. So we know it's a constant work in progress and we'll continue to work on it.
What did you make of their new recruits, Watts and Motlop and Barry and a few of the others? What did you make of their overall performance?
Overall, not too bad. I mean, one of the main priorities you're getting out of these games are, and you've probably heard it plenty of times, but we want to get our game style going, and then it's up to the individuals also to get their fitness and work out what roles they play and get some familiarity with each other about, who they're connecting with. And as you mentioned, some of those boys are new, so they're playing with new teammates and becoming familiar with how we want to move the ball and, what the relationship is with... with Charlie Dixon and how we kick the ball to him. So, I sort of think that that's over the next couple of weeks where we can sort of get our teeth stuck into a few things.
Might look like he had a bit of a sore calf at the end. Is he okay?
Yeah, he got a calf. Expecting to. I mean, we'll do the normal medical check as we do. We seem like we've got through not too bad. Not sure. I mean, that's sort of left up to the MRP. I mean, the one thing that's changed is that that sort of the way that it's processed and the way that it's interpreted now. It's a new system. So I think we all sort of sit back and wait for that new system to be rolled out. One person's making the adjudication. So I think we'll just sort of wait and see and wait for what happens. But it was a pretty close contest. It's one of those real 50-50 balls. So interesting to see which way it swings.
In your view, did you see it as a bump or just Robbie sort of bracing for a bit of contact at the ball?
It becomes irrelevant what I see. It's more going to be very relevant about what the person who adjudicates it sees.
It's an important set of precedent, though. I mean, if Robbie is going for the ball and it's not the full intention to make...
No, contact. I don't believe that about precedence. I think what you do is you treat every incident as it is, and they're trying to get everyone right. They're not just trying to sort of set a precedence on anything. I don't think that's the case. But like I said, I think we've got a new system and we're all sort of waiting to find out what that looks like.
After this game, what have we got planned for this week?
Well, they'll have a break now. The guys will have a break, so that's within the AFLPA. So they'll have a couple of days away, and then we'll take stock. Coaches review the game. We get a week off in terms of playing games, so a good chance to be able to sort of go away and work on some of those things that we take away from the game.
So the weekend will be clear. You won't put on an internal.
To be determined. I mean, that's something as coaches now we'll probably go downstairs and talk about. But, this part of our preparation is a lot to do about just match simulation. So we're looking at games, we're pulling it apart, we're sort of looking at what survives under pressure, and then we go away and train the things that hasn't quite worked, and we'll continue to reinforce the things that we think that will get us to the top of the tree.
So what gets a big tick from the weekend? What did you see that you like?
I think probably we did see some good passages of play, but we just didn't see it often enough. And that's probably the summary out of the game for me, was that there was some really good parts of the game you liked, whether it was individuals coming into the game, some ball movement that we had, some defensive passages of play. But, our next task is that we've got to put that together with a consistent approach.
Were you across what was going on in the crowd with the racial tensions?
No, it wasn't. I mean, only what I read this morning, so that's about as far as across I am of it.
This morning
we're
still dealing with that stuff?
Yes, from our club's perspective, it's always, it's completely unacceptable, and, we don't condone it in one way or another, and, we've spoken about it a lot, and we've dealt with what it looks like on field, I think, and we're pretty strict on that policy. But I think it's also become a greater demand now. It's how we act, always, and that doesn't matter whether you're on the ground or whether you're as part of the crowd.
Do you think